news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Thursday held his first cabinet meeting one day after unveiling his $2 trillion American Jobs Plan proposal, which seeks to invest in rebuilding America's infrastructure. The president selected five members of his cabinet to take on a special responsibility to educate the public about the plan. The five are Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that these five will be Biden's jobs cabinet. The White House unveiled Biden's infrastructure plan on Wednesday, and Biden touted it as, quote, the largest American jobs investment since World War II. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell weighed in and said he would oppose the plan, quote, every step of the way. Did you expect anything different? The World Health Organization harshly criticized Europe's coronavirus response, calling the vaccine rollout unacceptably slow. This as new variants threaten to wipe out any progress made on the continent. Many European nations have been struggling to carry out effective vaccination programs as drug companies have repeatedly under-delivered on scheduled shipments. The WHO says the region has vaccinated only 10% of its population with one of a two-shot dose. Here in the U.S., the problem is different. Health experts are pleading with people to wait until after their second dose before they resume normal activities. A fourth surge, concentrated this time among young people, is looking very likely if people aren't careful. And with those surges come new restrictions, like in Ontario, where a jump in ICU admissions has forced the province to issue an emergency break shutdown beginning this weekend. But there is some encouraging news. There's a new study that tells us that the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech is effective against symptomatic COVID-19 for at least 6 months after the second dose. They did an analysis of its Phase 3 study that included 927 symptomatic COVID-19 cases. The vaccine was 91.3% effective, measured 7 days through up to 6 months after the second dose. It was also 100% effective against severe disease as defined by the CDC and 95.3% effective against severe disease as defined by the FDA. And all this with no serious safety concerns. Plus, the company said that the vaccine was 100% effective against COVID-19 cases in South Africa, where a very concerning variant has been spreading. Pfizer had previously said that their trial showed its vaccine to be 100% effective in adolescents aged 12 to 15. Well, the first week of the murder trial of the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd wraps up Friday afternoon. On Thursday, George Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, was on the stand. She described, through tears, how she and Floyd met at a Salvation Army shelter where he was working security. We also heard on Thursday from Hennepin County EMS paramedics who arrived on the scene. Derek Smith was the first to assess George Floyd's condition upon the arrival of the ambulance.
As you approached him to inspect further, were the officers still on top of him?
The officer was still on him when I approached.
And what did you do when you approached?
I was assessing the scene and running through what care may be needed. I checked for a pulse.
And did you also check the individual, Mr. Floyd's, pupils?
I did.
And what did you determine at that point?
They were large, dilated.
So you determined that his pupils were large and dilated. What about a pulse?
I did not detect a pulse.
And what did his condition appear to be to you overall?
In lay terms, I thought he was dead.
One of the most damning bits of testimony came from former Minneapolis Police Sergeant David Plugger, Chauvin's former sergeant.
Do you have an opinion as to when the restraint of Mr. Floyd should have ended in this encounter?
Yes.
What is it?
When Mr. Floyd was no longer offering up any resistance to the officers, they could have ended their restraint.
And that was after he was handcuffed and on the ground and no longer resisting?
Correct.
And we saw Chauvin's body cam video for the first time on Thursday. We still have weeks to go of this. And if that trial isn't disturbing enough, it's now time to head down the creepy rabbit hole of Matt Gaetz as we learn new details about the Justice Department investigation of him, which concern payments he and former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg made to women allegedly recruited online for sex. The New York Times reporting that investigators suspect Greenberg of initiating contact with the women through websites used to arrange dates in exchange for gifts and allowances. Greenberg was indicted last year on several federal charges, including sex trafficking. One of the women said she had sex with both men after Greenberg met her online and introduced her to Congressman Gaetz. CNN is reporting that Gaetz showed images and videos of naked women he was sleeping with, both to aides and even to fellow lawmakers in the Capitol and on the House floor. One video reportedly depicted a nude woman with a hula hoop. We've also learned that during Gaetz's first term, then House Speaker Paul Ryan's staff reportedly met with him and lectured him about behaving professionally on the House floor. Yeah, good luck with that. The New York Times is reporting that they reviewed receipts from Cash App, that's a mobile payment app, and from Apple Pay that both show payments from Gaetz and Greenberg to one of the women, and a payment from Mr. Greenberg to a second woman. The women told their friends that the payments were for sex with both men, according to two people familiar with the conversations. In encounters during 2019 and 2020, Gaetz and Greenberg instructed the women to meet at certain times and places, often at hotels around Florida, and would tell them the amount of money they were willing to pay, this according to the messages and interviews. Gaetz has denied ever paying a woman for sex. Well, the United States Capitol Police Inspector General has issued a scathing preliminary report about the department's deficiencies leading up to the January 6th Capitol riot. Inspector General Michael Bolton, no relation, found that the department didn't send out intelligence they had that warned the planned January 6th event could become violent. Bolton also criticized the department for failing to pass along information from others, such as the now widely reported FBI Norfolk memo sent the day before that warned about potential violence and a, quote, war at the Capitol. While this is the most complete review so far into what happened before and during the insurrection, it is not the final report. There is more still to come about the incident that left five people dead and nearly 140 law enforcement officers injured. Well, Iran and world powers plan to meet Tuesday on efforts to restore the accord that would curb Tehran's nuclear program after the Trump administration pulled out and reimposed sanctions. The talks in Vienna would include separate contacts between U.S. envoys and nations taking part in the meeting, including China, France, Germany, Russia, Britain, and Iran, all according to a European Union statement. The Biden administration has said it wants to rejoin the deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, but only when Tehran returns to full compliance with the PAC's restrictions on nuclear development. Again, the whole premise of the deal is that Iran reins in its nuclear development in exchange for relief from international sanctions. So baseball season got off to a rough start on Thursday, with the opening day game in Washington between the Nationals and the New York Mets postponed after a player and others associated with the home team tested positive for COVID-19. They have not yet set a date for a new game, but the Nationals did say that out of an abundance of caution, it will not be played on Friday either. Play ball, everyone. And finally, the U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March, the highest level in months, as vaccine distribution and declining caseloads helped accelerate a recovery in the labor market. The unemployment rate is down from 6.2% to 6% in February. This is all encouraging, but it could all also be erased if people don't get smart and hunker down and wear masks and socially distance for just a little while longer. Please? I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.